This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Steve Michelson. Now, in case it escaped you, which means you're hiding under a rock somewhere in our community or other communities, Midsummer Festival is coming up and Brody Turner is here to tell us. Welcome, Brody.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, thank you.
Good. Consent Festival at Midsummer. Now,
that's us.
I can look in the guide here about it, but I want you to tell our listeners, because it says consent. What does consent mean? What does it mean?
Well, I suppose that's what part of the day is there to explore. The Consent Festival is exactly what we've suggested. It's an event that features talks, performances and workshops that's there to, for our community to explore what consent means to us. And we're not talking there about a question of definition, but a question of application. You know, what does it mean in the way we behave, in the way we interact, in the way we engage with one another? And just looking at different ways of exploring that question effectively.
I mean, it's an interesting, the whole idea. I mean, there's a lot of discussion about what is consent in a whole range of areas, but to actually do a full program on it, I think it's amazing.
And you said a full day.
It is a full day.
A day.
So the day starts at 10 o'clock. We have a welcome to country, followed by some opening remarks. Then we get straight into it with one of our four talks, which is Consent 101, which we're also exploring in relationships, in health and in workplaces. And between those talks are sessions in things like yoga, circus skills, life drawing, zine making, gameplay, a whole range of things. And then the day concludes with an awesome party hosted by Fringe Wives Club and guests.
Wow. I expect there's going to be some spirited discussion.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
This event was put together in collaboration between Mean Projects and a programming committee who were made up of some incredible community leaders. The Melba Spiegel Tent, which is where it will be held, the iconic tent there.
Love the Spiegel Tent.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're very, very, very humbled and thrilled that they donated the space for us to host this on that day. And obviously Midsummer Festival itself, who have gone to incredible lengths. Midsummer usually and traditionally opens with the carnival on the Sunday, but the first year will open on the Saturday and we are the first event
of the
sort of proper program. There are events on before us, of course.
You'll have to get a t-shirt to commemorate that, I think.
He's already got it. I can see it.
I'll kit up my consent is essential t-shirt today.
Fantastic. And so obviously people come along, they participate. It sounds like an incredible array of events you've got on for the day, notwithstanding the party, which is awesome. So other than people participating in a really interesting day, what's your hope in terms of how they leave the day? Do you sort of want them to be ambassadors for consent, or is there some other sort of broader aim that you've got in running this program?
When we developed the event, we were really talking about the curious and the passionate. So there are definitely going to be people for whom this event is not for them. It's not something that that intrigues them. But we're interested in engaging with people who are curious about what it means and to coming out of the event. I suppose the hope is that people will be better connected and better equipped to get answers. In developing the program, we partnered with some incredible groups and individuals who are present in the community and available in the community, so that when you go, you're actually able to see what's out there, who is doing this work, who is working really hard to make our communities safe, make them open, make them honest, make them communicative. And so once the festival is concluded, there are resources and places for you to go. So, for example, Queer and Trans Inclusive Yoga are running the yoga session on the day. They run all the time. And so once the festival's over, you don't just suddenly lose access to inclusive yoga sessions. You can actually go to those longer. And Play Reactive, who run our game session, Covert Characters Life Drawing. You know, these are places you can keep going to reconnect with the people that you met there on the day.
So I'd like to see you do inclusive yoga, Macca.
What's wonderful about Queer and Trans Inclusive Yoga is that the yoga session isn't for people who are experts at yoga. It's even a session that's about being overly flexible. It's really there as a place to sort of embody what consent means for yourself as an individual. So all body types, all abilities, all identities can access the session.
I did do two yoga sessions.
I'll bet once. You did.
Yeah. It was very interesting. Had no idea people could fart so much.
Yes. Oh.
No, that's all.
It is a natural bodily function.
I know, yeah.
Brody, can I just ask, what are the big consent issues facing our community? So, I mean, I'm assuming there's consent, obviously, in the context of relationships, in the context of sexual relationships, but what are the other consent issues? Are there things that are perhaps a little bit less known that we should be aware of?
For sure. It's a great question, and one of the philosophies that I know I personally have and that we tried to imbue this event with is that it's not just that consent... It's not so much that consent is an issue in our community, but consent is a challenging concept in wider society that our community is uniquely placed to lead in the resolution of. And I find that really exciting. And I think everyone who's been getting involved in this event finds that a really exciting prospect. So that was why this event sort of expanded into the levels that it did. And one of the questions that we get quite a lot is, oh, well, if it's consent festival, we're just there to talk about sex. And absolutely, that's not the case, which is why the themes are relationships, health, workplaces. And then 101, which is really talking about theory and the media and about, you know, some of the stories.
Can you give us an example, though? Give us an example.
For sure. So yeah. Consent in health will... The panelists, and I'm really excited about the people who are actually participating because I'm not one of them. So the panelists on that session that will be moderated by Babak Saeed from Drummond Street Queer Space, Eamon Barbaresco, who is a disability advocate, Elise Niehaus, and I'm really hoping I'm pronouncing that properly, and apologies to Elise if I'm not, is an intersex advocate. And so, you know, there are two examples right there, you know, that you mm-hmm. can, you know, go mm-hmm. into health, for example. We've just had a really massive debate in politics recently about gay conversion therapy. Mm. That is a huge issue in which consent is a key element. Mm. For people who live with intersex variations, consent is a key element to their life at a very key point in their lives. So, I'm not someone with intersex variations, so I won't speak on behalf of that community, but those are the kinds of topics that have been raised. When the programming committee got together, and that was an incredible group of people, topics are raised from, access of people living with disability and access restrictions, HIV disclosure, sex on premises venues, relationships and how they're communicated, BDSM in the kink community, the sex industry. Mm. Consent sort of has a part to play in all of those discussions. So we hope to see a lot of those come up on the day.
Look, I think it's going to be I know it will be a really, really interesting day. And
Thank
I think
you.
it'll take some courses that perhaps, or some directions that perhaps you may not expect.
100%.
Yeah, and that's part of the good thing about it, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because people don't always think about consent. They say, you know, assumption is the mother of all F-ups.
Put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah, so, you know, that consent is very important, informed consent.
Absolutely.
Understanding what you're agreeing to but also understanding why you're being asked. To understand that if you are being asked, that in itself is a mark of respect.
Mm. We acknowledge that the topics that will come up on the day could be really triggering for members of our community.
Yeah.
We're really excited to partner with our friends at The Mind Room, who will offer psychological support on the days. So there will be counselling available.
I saw that in the program. It said it was marked as a trigger event, trigger event.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, as you say, you know, these conversations are going to feature some incredibly spirited people. This is Consent Festival. This is not an event where you're going to turn up and not really know what you've rocked up to. This is a place for people who are passionate, who are interested in going as deep as they wish to. And so, you know, we can't control, you know, where that's going to go necessarily. All we can do is put in as many parameters in place as possible and encourage safety and have those resources available.
I agree. Macca, it sounds incredibly interesting.
Thank you.
I was going to ask, I mean, do you think that all going well, there's something more permanent that could come from this day? I mean, do you think, for example, that government should be doing more on this topic in some way or another?
There are so many things that government could be doing to improve the safety of the LGBTIQA+ community. Consent is something that, I think there's a big debate about, you know, what kind of jurisdiction the government has. And that's why Consent Festival is an event that we're really excited to be working with community on and looking at grassroots solutions that we might hopefully one day, you know, if the event is able to become more established, and we're really experimenting here. Mm. Now, Midsummer have taken a massive...
It's definitely a first.
I don't want to say it's a first. Consent Festival does happen. There's a few of them in America, and we've had them here, mostly as student events. Mm-hmm. So the University of Melbourne, I know, hosted one, and so did Monash. So I don't want to come out here and behave like
a Midsummer Fest.
And definitely a first to be done in this kind of way. With most of them are talks-based sessions, and so to bring in some of those more physical elements, some of those more performance and artistic elements, we're really excited about the inclusion of those. Yes, I do hope that that there are more opportunities and more spaces, especially as we're sort of getting out of the equal marriage hangover, you know, to start looking more further afield to challenges that our community faces and the needs we have for safety and unity.
I think it's really interesting you say that, because I, as the great ALP hack that I am, toddled across to Adelaide a couple of weeks ago.
My hometown.
You're an apparatchik.
Well, according to SMSer 317, I am an apparatchik, Macca. Yeah. But, you know, I sat on a Rainbow Labor panel, and the topic of the panel was, you know, what's next for the LGBTIQ community post-marriage equality, and it was fascinating. And there was a really big conversation around trans and intersex rights, and I actually said this in the panel. I said, I have learnt more in this hour-long session about those aspects of our community or those members of our community than I've ever learnt before. And so I think it's really great that we are having, you know, these conversations, events just like this, because I think it's all part of the great wash-up post-marriage equality and for our community to work out, you know, what are the issues that we want to come next.
Absolutely. We're thrilled that the presenters who are there as part of the day represent as close to the realities of our community as possible. So there are gender diverse and trans presenters. There are presenters who are First Nations, presenters who are multicultural, presenters who have experiences living with disability and neurodiversity, presenters from the sex industry. You know, that's really, really important. And the way we start to build more events in our community going forward is that we acknowledge that it's there is so much more to our community than just that, that, you know, binary, that heteronormative, you know, and
everything,
all those aspects.
Look, I think, you know, Brody, it's a fantastic initiative. Really commend you guys for it. Thank and you. Midsummer for putting it on. If people want tickets, they need to go to the Midsummer website. Is
they
that
do.
There's the booking vehicle, and it is on. Let me just look at the date.
What are the dates?
So it is on the 19th. Sorry,
19th of January.
Sorry, Matthew.
And it's at the Spiegel tent. Tickets various prices. I'd suggest you get in fairly quickly, because I suspect it's going to be selling out.
I should hope so. Well, we're 2 weeks away. And one of the things we want to make really clear is the tickets, in terms of pricing, there are pay-what-you-can tickets available.
Yeah.
So if you see the prices and you're someone who lives with financial restrictions, or you would be experiencing financial restrictions in order to come, there are ticket prices as low as $0 for you to attend. So please do.
Good to see. Brody Turner from Mean Project, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wish you luck with this, and it's called the Consent Festival, January 19. Details on the Midsummer website.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.